The Iowa offense has been pretty ineffective the last 2 weeks, and I'm not real convinced it's going to get a whole lot better. I'm Kyle Mann with today's KGYM Sports View, and I am deeply concerned with what we've seen. 2 weeks ago today, I said on my Sports View ahead of the Michigan game that we'd learn a lot about the Hawkeyes once we got to see them against a legitimate Big Ten opponent. At the time, the team was 4-0, had just scored 48 points on Middle Tennessee, and had a top 30 offense in the country. It had a senior quarterback, two future NFL tackles, four capable running backs, and the most talented receiver we've seen in quite some time. On paper, this team looked like it had everything it needed to be the best offense Iowa's maybe ever had. As it turns out, we did and have learned a lot about the Hawkeyes since that time. To put it simply, we've learned that none of what we saw on paper has really fit together now that the team is in the thick of Big Ten play, and from where I sit, there's actually so much blame to go around that I don't know whose fault it really is, and furthermore, it may just be unfixable. Iowa's struggles have been caused by failures in three distinct crucial areas, literally from the ground up. The line has struggled to protect Nate Stanley or establish the run, Nate Stanley has struggled to make plays under pressure, and Brian Ferentz's play calls haven't done much to help. Alaric Jackson told us yesterday in Iowa City that between his own injury, Cole Banward's injury, and the general inexperience of most of Iowa's offensive linemen outside he and Tristan Wirfs, the line has struggled to establish chemistry and communicate in the face of Michigan and Penn State defenses that are both tenacious and multiple in their looks at the line. The results have been, in a word, devastating. Nate Stanley has been sacked 10 times in the two games, hit hard numerous other times, thrown four picks, and the team's rushing attack has plummeted to under 1.2 yards per carry. For a program that's been an offensive line factory for the past 20 years, these issues are wildly uncharacteristic and actually make it hard to evaluate the rest of the offense. How much blame can everyone else take if the line of scrimmage is ran through as soon as the ball is snapped? Well, definitely some. Entering the season, I said the biggest question facing this team was Nate Stanley, and whether or not he would prove that he had the proverbial it factor. Can he handle adversity, stand in the face of some of the best defenses in the country, and maintain his composure in the clutchest of moments? The answer is quite clearly no. Don't get me wrong. I respect that he stands out there and gets creamed and stands right back up to do it again. Part of me can appreciate that. I appreciate that he does a lot of film study and gets 8 hours of sleep every night. But he simply doesn't have the moxie or junkyard dog mentality that you need to succeed in the tough times. Finally, with all the limitations that come with the current personnel, it doesn't help that Brian Ferentz hasn't proven to be quite as creative as Iowa fans hoped. He works his pre-snap tight end motions in there, but this is the same dink and dunk checkdown offense that Kirk Ferentz has run as long as I can remember. So tell me what's going to change. The O-line will get more experience and may improve slightly, but will it be enough in time? Is Nate Stanley going to become a different person? Is next week going to be the week we finally see a modern offense? There's too many issues at each level of this unit that I don't know how much better things can possibly get. With today's KGYM Sports View, I'm Kyle Mann.